Hello?
Yeah, what happened, sir? Why did you hang up the call?
Look, tell me what you want.
Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Oak Flats. That is the reason I called you. All right.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, the thing is that, sir, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Could you please tell me, sir, how is your internet working nowadays?
It's all right, yes. It's half an hour, it's all right, yeah.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very slow, like that happens sometimes?
No, I haven't had any problem.
Okay. You know what, sir, why I'm asking you this, sir? Because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they are using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
I see, yes.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, sir? Last time?
Yes, the internet line.
Yeah, last time when...
Probably yesterday.
Yesterday? Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
No, it might have been somebody else, I'd say.
Might be anyone else in your family member?
No, it's only me.
And did you share your Wi-Fi password to anybody?
No.
Okay. And when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
Turned off usually, yeah.
I'm not talking about your computer. I'm just talking about your router, sir. Your router.
Router. Oh.
Your modem.
Yeah, I think it's on. It's on all the time, I think.
Oh, that is the reason, sir. Okay. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
The green lights, yeah.
Total how many green lights, sir? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Two.
Two green. The power one and the internet one.
Yeah. The power one and the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, yeah. Internet and Wi-Fi, the same thing, okay.
Yeah.
And is it flashing, sir, or is it stable?
No, it's stable.
It's stable, okay. Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay?
I see. Okay.
Right. So first of all,
some time ago, my late wife had a problem with it, and they sent another router, but we've never been able to connect it up.
And they installed that new router, or it is not installed?
No, the new router is not installed. It's still sitting in the box.
Still sitting.
Because when she went to do it, I'm not conversant with these things, and when she went to do it, she had a problem with it lining up or something, I don't know. And anyway, it just got set there, and the old router is still working.
Oh. Yeah, we know that, sir. The old one is still working. That is the reason you haven't installed a new router, but you keep using the internet in your house, right? Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. First of all, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, no matter.
And... you can write on your router customer ID number, your customer ID, which is 888.
I write right here.
Yeah, then in capital letter, D for Delta.
It says I is it?
Yeah, D. Then C for Charlie.
C for Charlie, yes.
Yeah, then A for Alpha.
I from Alpha here.
Yeah, then number 60.
60.
Yeah, yeah, then give a hyphen. After hyphen, there should be number 7.
Hyphen 7, yeah.
Yeah, then D for Delta in capital letter.
D, yeah.
And number 062.
062.
Yeah. Okay. Check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7-D-0-6-2, right?
That's correct, yes. Yes.
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, so you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customer, they are complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer.
Yes.
Even
I don't answer any of those. I don't answer anything. I don't know anybody.
Even you're also getting calls? From which company, sir?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm getting any. I haven't noticed any.
Oh, you know what, sir? Nowadays in our country, there are so many nuisance calls are going on. Like most of our customers are complaining us that they're getting a lot of nuisance call. That is the reason, sir, we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you're going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up.
I see. Oh, that's how it works. I see. Yes, okay.
Yes, and I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
Yeah, I see. Yes,
thank
you.
And keep it on your mind, sir, whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Clear?
I see. Yeah, okay.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on at the moment. I'm just checking some WordDev documents.
Okay. And do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
No. I've got a technician coming tomorrow and to sort out a few problems with my printer and so forth. So he'll probably do that.
Like your computer technician, or your...
My computer technician, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you one more thing, sir.
I don't know how to do these things, you see.
Let me tell you one thing, sir. I can see in my system there is nothing wrong in your computer. Your computer is absolutely fine. There is a problem into your internet line, into your router service, and not only you, in your locality, a lot of customers are facing this problem. That is the reason we are working. You can do one thing. I need to make a report what are the speed you are getting. You can do one thing. Whatever you have on your screen, you can close it and come back to your home screen. Close it. And do you use Google, sir? Google?
Google, yes.
Open up your Google.
I'm a bit nervous about doing all this.
Don't be nervous, sir. You can see each and everything what we are doing here. Open up your Google first. And by the way, if you don't mind...
I'm not sure about all this stuff. I don't handle all this sort of stuff.
I need to check the speed first of all, so what is the speed you are getting? I don't know
what you're talking about, really.
I'm talking about your router services, sir. The router which you have got. I'm talking about this. By the help of this, sir,
I I don't know. I don't want to discuss any of this. I don't know what I'm talking about and what I'm doing.
Sir.
So I'm sorry. I'll talk to my technician tomorrow about your call and see.
Definitely so. You can talk to your technician or you can talk to somebody. But right now, I told you that our engineers are still working in your local exchange near Oak Flats. And we are working, we need to make a report. And not only you, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also become a victim of same problem. So we are calling each and every one right now.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can't help you at all. I'm not well. I can't help. I'm sorry.
If you don't do this, sir, if you don't do this, then you may lose your internet, sir. Try to understand my point of view.
I can't do anything. I'm sorry.
Is there any problem, sir? Is there any problem?
It's all working fine as far as I can see, and that's it. And
I know it's all working fine, sir. I know, but the lines and network which you are using is no more secure. Let me show you one thing what we are doing here, then you will have better idea.
Can you give me a number or I can get my technician to contact you?
Yes, why not? Yeah, you can write on...
Yeah, that might be the best way, I think.
You can do one thing. You can write on my name, first of all, Sean Miller.
Sean Miller.
Yeah, and you can write on my Telstra employee ID number, my job ID, that is TEL.
Yeah.
04185. Yes, this is my employee ID number. I work for Telstra Technical Department as an IT technician.
Yeah,
and write on our helpline number,
0280-917-791.
Yeah, this is the direct number of Telstra Technical Department, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. Okay.
I see.
And I think you lived in Newton Crescent, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah, we are working over there, sir. Let me check the speed. First of all, what are the speed you are getting so that I can make a report. You can do one thing. Open your Google, sir.
No, I'm not doing anything.
So you can see what we are doing here.
I'll get my technician to ring you because... I don't know what I'm doing, and therefore I don't...
Sir, I will try to explain a few. I know you are not a technical person, but this is the procedure how we can update the security. I know you're not a technical person, but let me do my work.
What happens with it, I'm not taking a risk. I'm sorry.
Sir, I'm not telling you that...
I'm not telling you
that you have to take a risk of anything. No. This
and
is the procedure.
They tell me that's what happens with scams. I don't know.
This, if you want, sir, I have already given you all of my information, and also I have given you your router customer ID.
I don't know. Look,
I have
a health problem. I'm not well. I have to get him to use it. I'm sorry.
So let me complete my work.